Okay, so long time the belly out. We're up to Perek Bet, Tet, the ninth paragraph. You got it? Amar David HaMelech. David the king said, Ani agid tzidkotam chasadam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will say over the righteousness and the kindness of the Holy One, blessed be He. Shehu Seim Yisrael bechol shah. That He performs with the Jewish people all the time at every hour. So that's a continuation of the pasuk that says over there, Amar Elokei Yisrael Li Diber Tzu Yisrael Moshel Ba'adam Tzadik Moshel Beirat Elokim Uchor Boker Yizrach Shamesh Boker Lo Avot Nogu Mimitar Deshe Me'aretz Ki Lochen Veiti Im Kel Ki Vrit Olam Sham Li. So David HaMelech continues about the treaty that God made with him. And the Medrash says he's expanding on the righteousness and the kindness of God with the Jewish people. Bechol yom v'yom adam nimkar. Every day a person is sold. And this means, according to one understanding, what the Medrash is saying is that a person sins. Every day a person errs and sins. And in essence, he's sold, meaning he's being sold to his sin, meaning if it were really just a world that there's just justice, so then every day a person really should be sold over to his sin. He's erred, and that should take control of his life. Ubechol yom adam nifde, but in every day a person has the potential to do tshuva, and every day a person really redeems himself. You know, in a court of flesh and blood, the best way of getting away, you want to succeed, you gotta lie. Lawyers, their job is to lie. See what lie you can get away with. And in God's court, so then there's no point in lying. You want to get away, so then the way to get away is to do tshuva. A person stops and he says, you know, I erred, I sinned, and that's the way a person can make it back. Ba'erev ruchosh ladam nitlete menu. At night, a person's spirit, a person's neshama is taken from him. V'nitnet lebala pikadon. And it's given to the one who's going to watch over it overnight. It's given up in heaven. V'laboker machzirin ota elav. And in the morning, they give him back his spirit. Shenemar, as the verse says in Tehillim, V'yadecha afkid ruchi. I give my spirit, I give it to be watched in your hand. Hadita oti Hashem kelemet. And you redeem me, Hashem, who is the truthful, potent one. B'chol yom v'yom osim lo nisim. So here the Medrash seems to be saying that when we give our spirit at night, so really God redeems it every day. I would venture to say that what the Medrash is saying is slightly different than the commentary. I would say that when the Medrash says every day we're sold and every day we're redeemed, the idea is that at night, when we go to sleep, so God created us in a way that we cannot function without sleep. And that means that there's a time when we cannot take control of ourselves. When we go to sleep, we, so to speak, are being sold. We're not in control. And we give our spirit over to Hashem to watch, and He redeems us in the sense that He says, okay, I'll give you another day. Tomorrow you'll do better. Bechol yom v'yom, and because that understanding goes in line with the continuation of the Medrash with this verse. So that's why I'm saying maybe this is the understanding. Bechol yom v'yom osin lo nisim ki yotzei Mitzrayim. Every day, really a person merits to have miracles, just like the Jews when they left Egypt. And this, the commentary says, a reference to the fact that every day God gives us parnasa. The Jews left Egypt, and God made a miracle for them that the man fell down from heaven. By the same token, we have on tradition that parnasa is something that's not easy to come by. So every day God makes it work for us. For the Jews, it was an overt miracle that God made the man fall from heaven, and they were able to have food every day to eat. And every person, God does it in a covert fashion, that He makes His parnasa work for him. B'chol yom v'yom miyasrin oto ketinok lifnei rabo mipnei ma'asav. And every day, a person really gets afflicted like a child who's learning, and just like that child when he does things wrong. So the teacher afflicts him, what'd you do? And he punishes him. so too we in this world, we have to contend with things because of our actions. Our sages say if we'd live up to what we had to do, so then God would make our parnasa come easy. We wouldn't have to worry about parnasa. The idea that we have to fight for a living, that's because of how we're behaving. So just like a kid before his teacher, when he misbehaves, so the teacher punches him, stay in at recess, do more homework, write this assignment. So too we, in essence, our difficulties here stem from the way we behave. And I'll prove to you that it's so, says the Medrash. 974 generations prior to creation, God passed all His words before the offsprings of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because we have one tradition, the verse says that the Torah is the words that God had commanded 1,000 generations prior to its given. We know that the Torah was given to the generation that was the 26th generation of creation, 10 generations from creation to Noach, 10 generations from Noach to Avram, and 6 generations from Avram to the giving of the Torah. Right? So the 26th generation of the world got the Torah. And the verse says in Tehillim that it was the 1,000th generation, meaning the Torah had been written 974 generations prior to creation. And Amar, God said, when will they finally come and I'll be able to hear the words of Torah from their mouths? Shenemals, the verse says, Namnatzech mizmole David, to the conductor's song that David composed, Hashemayim mesaperim kevod kel, the heavens recount God's honor, the umaseh yadav, but God's actions, Hashemayim mesaperim kevod dam agida rakiya, dor ledor. Okay, the Medrash will continue on these verses. V'alo inan ruin nesaper maaseh v'reshit, the heavens cannot recount how God created the world. What does it mean? They're the ones that are going to recount God's honor. Matalmud lomar hashemayim mesaperim kvod gel. What does it mean? The heavens are going to recount God's honor. Shashemayim nivru tchila, that the heavens were created first. Ve'en ruin lesaper shevach shel hakadosh baruch hu, and because they were, so to speak, first that God created in the world, they're the ones that could recount God's praise. Lefi shekol ha'olam adam uveima v'of hashemayim, because the whole world, man, animal, the birds in the heaven, they are fed from the creation of heaven and earth, because like many of the commentaries explain, God created the first matter on the first day, and for the next 6 days God just reformed that first matter. There was a first matter, like the Greeks called it the hiyuli, the first matter, and God just reshaped that first matter for the rest of creation. But all of creation in potential was made on the first day, and that's what we call Shamayim and Aretz. B'shisha chodeshim megadlim perot b'chorif u'mavshilin oto b'kaitz. In 6 months, the heavens and the earth, they grow the fruit in the winter, and they ripen it in the spring and the summer. V'chein me'en kol be'olam chol ma'asei adam shebara ba'olam. And really, all organisms, all creations in the world, live off of the heavens and the earth, all the things that God created in the world. And as such, the verse says that the heavens, they're going to recount God's honor. So, the Medrash says, on the one hand, the heavens, they implore of us to recount God's praise. But the heavens really cannot say God's praise. They've said for generations, from the time of creation, do l'do yabi omer, they've implored, say over God's praise. You see how we sustain the world. And Omer ve'en devarim, and no one was saying God's praise till we came around. And that's what the Medrash is saying. Really, the heavens and the earth, they're the ones that saw all of creation, and they're the source of creation from the time of creation to now. They're the ones that are sustaining creation, meaning they're the direct cause. God is the cause of them, but they're the direct cause. The heavens, the earth, the rain, the plantation that grows from the earth. But the ones that could really give the praise are us, and God was waiting for our arrival from already 974 generations prior to creation when God wrote the Torah. So that's why David HaMelech says in the beginning of this Medrash, David says, I will recount God's righteousness and God's kindness, and the Medrash gave examples of that, that God's kindness is that He lets us redeem ourselves every day. He gives us back our spirit every morning. And the difficulties in this world are just an outgrowth of the way we live in this world. That's why we have difficulty. But at the end of the day, our job is to say over the praise, just like David HaMelech said. And we have to know that that was one of the purposes, if not the purpose of creation, that we should sing God's praise in this world. And that's what David HaMelech said. The heavens cannot recount God's praise. That job is left to us. Yeah?